You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I know you're not into the crime shows, Jeremy, and I'm... Let's put it this way. I'm not as gung-ho as many women are. For whatever reason, this is the domain of women more than men. They love their true crime. So my wife and my stepdaughter are big time into it, and I got sucked into... They had started watching some show, and since it was titled The Severed Head...
Ooh.
I was like, okay, I can devote, 40 minutes for this episode? I can devote 40 minutes to that.
Yeah, that's a hook there.
I've got to know about The Severed Head. It's an episode of this show called Unsolved Mysteries, which, by the way, is a spoiler right up front. They tell you going in, this is unsolved. So you're not going to get any closure.
Sure.
You're not going to find out.
Well, it's in the title.
Yes, you're not going to find out everything you ever wanted to know about The Severed Head because they're telling you right up front, we don't know.
Is this a spinoff of the big TV show from like the 80s, the late
80s? I believe it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
What was the guy's name who hosted that? He was like legendary.
What was his name?
I feel like he just passed away. Anyway, it's not important. But yeah, same idea, same. It's maybe like part two of the show. Anyway, the only reason I bring it up quickly is because of one line that the lead investigator said about this case. When they had come across the severed head in the forest, and there was no body around anywhere, just the head. And the lead investigator says, quote, "We didn't even know if a crime had been committed," end quote. So I had to pause the show. I had to rewind to make sure he said that. And then we had to have a discussion. Name another reason why just a severed human head would be out in the woods.
Right. Do we know for sure it was severed? I mean, yep. Somebody could have died and an animal could have gotten to the body.
Nope. It was cut off with like instruments.
Maybe like a suicide situation?
Where's the body?
Animals got it.
No, there were no remains. It was just a head. There was nothing else.
A biking incident where they were riding along and hit a branch, severed the head, and the body just kept going on the bike for a ways.
Now, that's the closest thing
that's the one.
To a potential answer. Anyway, I just thought it was funny. I mean, they have to hook you in. And I guess at the beginning of the show, they had to make it kind of mysterious. Maybe this wasn't a crime. And you're like,
Wait a minute.
There's just a head.
Yeah, that's
funny.
Where was the body? Did they find the body?
Never found the body.
Never found the body.
Nope, it's unsolved.
It's in somebody's trunk somewhere.
Here's what's funny to me is that when they eventually got around to burying the head and they showed the ceremony that they did for it, it was pallbearers carrying a full-size casket. And I said, hold on a second. It's just a head.
Unnecessary.
They need that giant casket, but they explained that. And they said they're burying it in a giant casket like this in case they ever
Brilliant.
Do find the body and yep. then they can reunite it.
Right.
Reunite it.
That's awesome. That's great. I wouldn't even think about that.
So anyway.
So it wasn't an open casket ceremony or anything, was
no,
it?
No. Could have just put it in a little glass jar.
You
could have
put it in a
shelf.
Folgers can and just.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And Robert Stack was the guy's name.
That's it. Yes.
He always had that trench coat on and with his creepy eyes staring back at you.
He was the funny.
May he rest.
He was also funny in the movie Airplane. So.
All right.
all right. What else we got?
This is a weird segue. 60% of retirees plan to or already have invented themselves. Now, they surveyed 2,000 old folks that were wrapping up their career, and they said, yeah, my intention to reinvent myself involves traveling, trying new things, starting a hobby, trying a sport, learning a language, because they're like, now we've got the time to do it and the money to experience a lot of this stuff. And roughly 30% of retirees say they have their sights set on Europe when it comes to travel. They want to hop a plane and go across the big old ocean and park it in Europe for a while.
Oh, so they just want to travel there. They don't want to move there.
Doesn't sound like they want to move there.
Oh, okay.
This quote here is saying that people in the retirement era are inspired to live their best lives possible.
Well, aren't we all?
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, you got time, you got money, you might as well, you know, live it up if you're, you know, that old now and
well, I've
try
got a
some new things.
How much of a change do you need to make in order to, quote, reinvent yourself?
Right, right, right.
How
right.
much?
I mean, I would
mean,
think
these
that
people are talking
go.
About taking on a new hobby. If you take on a new hobby, does that reinvent you? I don't think so.
It depends if your hobby is like pickleball and it completely consumes you then and you're wearing nothing but pickleball gear, you're talking pickleball, you're going to pickleball tournaments, your life revolves around that, then I think that all of a sudden it has reinvented you into somebody completely different. Or the language thing. Then you're speaking another language, and maybe you're dressing like the culture. Then you go visit the culture, and all of a sudden you become the culture. I'm a whole new person at 71 years old, I guess.
No, I'll tell you that I feel like my dad reinvented himself, and not intentionally. Because these days, that's all about intention, right? I'm going to retire, and I'm going to reinvent myself. My dad just did it naturally, and this is just my opinion. The rest of the family might disagree. But he was the old brusque, tough first sergeant for almost all the years that I could remember growing up. I mean, he was a disciplinarian, a tough guy. I loved him dearly. He didn't beat us or anything like that. Some people completely misunderstand that. He was a wonderful father, but he was just a tough, strict guy. And after he retired and got older and started having grandchildren and stuff like that, he turned into a big old softy. And
yeah.
Just, you know, he was always funny, but he became a different type of funny, and he suddenly went from being the tough first sergeant to the
to kinder,
pushover, yeah, super
yeah.
fun grandpa.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And that's reinvent. That was a personality
that's a big reinvention.
Shift almost.
Well, I think you do that when you start realizing your own mortality, and you're like, man, maybe I need to be a little nicer to everybody and a little more chill. And, you know,
and
little
again,
grandkids running around will do that to you.
And I don't want to misconstrue. It's not like he wasn't nice. But it's just like when he would enforce, you know, rules and discipline.
Yeah.
Those kind of went away when the grandkids showed up, which I know all grandparents spoil. But I'm talking about just personality. He reinvented himself as a fun, like, patriarch of a
family.
So
you never talked to him about that? Like, why did you switch?
Because it didn't dawn on me till just now.
Oh, okay.
When we're talking about reinventing. I mean, I was aware of it. I could have told you 20 years ago. Yeah, he completely changed. But I never thought about it as reinventing himself. What would you do to reinvent yourself?
I don't know. I'm not at that point yet, I guess.
I know, but you can be planning
ahead. I am excited for the downtime. Let's just say that. I see my dad now finally starting to wind down a little bit with his career. And watching him, you know, be able to now just get rest and not be stressed about what's going on at work. And, you know,
and
I was talking to him.
Career.
Very stressful. And I was talking to him the other day about, like, he's getting, like, a ton of projects done now. And he's, like, getting in that mindset of, I don't have to hurry and get things done in like 2 days. Mm. He's like, I'm able to sit back and go, oh, I can take care of some of this tomorrow. I'll tackle this the next day. And I'm looking forward to that. That's exciting to me.
Your dad could just move to Hawaii. My son lives over there. He talks about everything with all the workers and stuff like
just
that.
Tomorrow.
It's all island time. It's all island time, right? Yeah,
oh, yeah.
We'll be
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
When are you going to be there? Tomorrow afternoon? We'll see. Maybe.
Maybe not.
After.
Yeah.
Maybe 2 weeks later.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't want to, you never want to like wish your life away, but I'm kind of excited for that stage of life where the kids are gone. It's just me and Nick Nack, hopefully, you know, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And you can just kind of do what you want and. I kind of want to get one of those, like, vans that you travel the country in, though. Yeah. I will say, that does sound kind of appealing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just hit all the goofy tourist spots and travel around.
Get your matching T-shirts.
That's right.